AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Joe Biden lays out his $1.9 trillion plan to address the coronavirus pandemic and the economic downturn caused by it.
We not only have an economic imperative to act now, I believe we have a moral obligation. In this pandemic, in America, we cannot let people go hungry. We cannot let people get evicted. We cannot watch nurses, educators, and others lose their jobs. We so badly need them. We must act now and act decisively.
Called the American Rescue Plan, the legislative proposal would meet Biden's goal of administering 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of his presidency and advance his objective of reopening most schools by the spring. On a parallel track, it would deliver another round of aid to stabilize the economy while the public health effort seeks upper hand on the pandemic. Biden is calling for additional stimulus money for individuals.
We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. You just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table.
He adds that the actions have to be done now or the country will face even harsher times.
You know, I know what I just described does not come cheaply, but failure to do so will cost us dearly.
Some 26,000 National Guard members are in Washington as part of the security buildup ahead of Biden's inauguration. Most of the city will be shut down through next week. FBI Director Christopher Wray says law enforcement across the country have spotted threats online.
Concerning online chatter, I guess the best way I would describe it, about a number of events surrounding the inauguration.
Security is also being tightened in the 50 state capitals because of those threats. This is AP News. The Labor Department says the number of people seeking unemployment aid soared last week to 965,000. That's the most since late August. Further evidence that the resurgent coronavirus has caused a spike in layoffs. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank has no plans to pull back any support for the economy right now. In a speech to Princeton's Benjamin Center for Finance, Powell also said he's optimistic about an economic rebound after the nation weathers the pandemic.
I'm optimistic about the economy over the next couple of years. I really am. We've got to get through this very difficult period this winter with the spread of COVID. But as the vaccines go out and we get COVID under control, there's a lot of reason to be optimistic about the U.S. economy.
Powell says the Fed will continue to buy $120 billion in bonds each month to keep long-term interest rates down to encourage consumers and businesses to borrow and spend. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.